Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
People, if there's something in my life, I don't want us to lose the presence, to lose that God's connectivity. It's very important. Never lose that connectivity with God. I'm going to talk about how the presence of God brings love and how the love of God heals you. Many people do not get healed because they think God does not love them. Some people think God does not love them. Oh, you can just give it. Where are they? Or they were just asking. All right. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Okay. Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. So, many people do not get healed because they think God does not love them. There is something about trusting God and knowing God. There is two ways there. There's trusting and knowing. When you know someone, trust comes. But there are people who trust God, but they do not know God. Because you just know God is great and big, and you trust him. That's good. But knowing his nature puts you on a different position. When I pray for the sick, Monique, I know that God loves this person, and this person is going to be healed. It's not how much I love them, it's how much God loves them. So in order for me to connect to the healing power, I must love them too. Then it becomes the river of love and becomes a healing river. The love of God is transferable. When you spend time with God, you can check. Maybe closer. Yeah, sound is very important. Just check if the sound is good now. When you spend time with God, you will fall in love with God. You can become God's worker, yet not be in love with God. Do not just let God use you, but fellowship with God. Because God can use you, but you still don't have connectivity with God, but God is just using you. Did God have a relationship with a donkey? Did God have a relationship with a horse? God used a camel to speak to Prophet Balaam to save the children of Israel. But God did not have a relationship with a horse. Neither was the prophet. Yet God used the donkey. At one point, God used the camel, the donkey. Jesus had to ride on the donkey. He needed a donkey, and the donkey was available. Do not just be a donkey that God can ride you on, but be two ways. Let God ride on you, use you, but also have a relationship with him. But do not be like a camel that just speaks to you, that God used the camel to speak. But God did not have a relationship with camel. Neither did I have a relationship with a prophet. It was just an instructional. When you come to this meeting, you can receive what you call transfer of the anointing. You may not have a relationship with God, but you can have healing power of God. It's not scary. Because if the person who's ministering to you is anointed, the anointing is going to flow through you. But it's just for a season. It's just for a little bit of a time. But if you want that anointing to be activated, to become part of you, you need to turn that anointing into fellowship with the anointer, which is God. Who is the anointer? God. And God anoints the man of God. And when we're, right now, I'm transferring the anointing to you. Whatever I can do right now, you can do. That's the power of transferring of the anointing. It's so dangerous because some people walk in miracles. They think they are walking with God. It's miracles with fruits. You need miracles and a relationship with a miracle worker. There are people who have fasted and fasted and prayed, and God has given them wealth and prosperity, and yet they are on the way to hell. But yet their prosperity, God bless them. And when God blesses you, he does not take away money from you. You can mismanage it, but if you're a good manager, when God blesses you, he gives everybody. The rain can fall to the wicked, and it can also fall to the righteous. In the beginning, he gives to his righteous. Then the wicked steal from the righteous. Every rich person, every wealthy person has stolen from the righteous people in one way or another. Follow the history. Most inventions we see, they were all started by children of God, and they ended up in the hands of the wicked. The wicked only know how to use the brain. That's why it's my goal for your spirit to be activated and have a relationship with God, and you also know how to use your mind. You know how powerful it is? You know how to use your mind, but also you have the spirit of counsel from the Lord. What is the spirit of counsel? It's the spirit of the Holy Spirit advising you. Here is the way. Here is not the way. You'll be protected in life if you can hear God's voice. I remember when I was in Nepal, Dennis Basho was calling me, was part of that. We were having meetings, and then the Holy Spirit told me, run and leave the meeting. There was about over 1,000 people, and then the Holy Spirit says, run. Some of you say, no, I can't leave the people, still stick away. I just dropped the mic and I told the guy that was driving me, I said, the Holy Spirit said I should run. So can we run? He got his car. His name is Daryl. I'll never forget him. He's still alive, by the way, in Central Coast, California. He lashes, he gets the car like a movie. I'm not joking. He rushes you. He speeds the, he followed my instruction that I said, we have to land. So he brought the car like, zoosh. Then I jumped into the car and we left the people and we were going. And I said, go as fast as you can. And he kept driving. He said, yeah. And then afterwards says, where are you going? I said, I don't know. Let's go to the Starbucks. We saw a Starbucks by then. Let's park there. Let me have some latte. By that time, before I transferred from latte, from my, now I drink matcha latte. No, not matcha latte. Chai, matcha tea. No, what is that? Chai latte. I think Camila taught us all how to transfer to that. I think, I don't know where I landed. Maybe from you or some kind. Maybe they call me chai latte. No, not matcha latte and chai latte. When I'm at Starbucks, I take matcha latte. No, not matcha, chai latte. But what I drink every day is matcha. Yeah. So we went there, we got some chai latte before matcha latte was, before matcha was introduced. It wasn't even there, actually. The matcha is just like, listen to me. So we're there in Nepal on Central Coast, California, near Santa Maria. Me and Daryl, we sat down and he was just looking at me. I said, I've never met anybody so anointed as you. And he says, wow, you left. Did you know that there are about 1,000 people that are there? You only preached 10 minutes, then you left. Then I said, the Holy Spirit told me to run. I heard him as router. That, and before that, I raised my hand to heaven. I said, Holy Spirit, come. There was like a wave of power. Everybody was slain. So I left everybody glued on the floor. That was a good thing.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
I did not know what happened. Then later on, I went to to sleep. And I, you know, you don't understand. I didn't understand. Even me, I was saying, some people drove hours and hours, and now I just left them. I didn't understand anyway. I just forgot about everything. I just went to sleep. But it's not my business. It's God's business. He told me I obeyed. So while I'm sleeping, then in the morning, I decided to go to the host, which was Pete and Brenda. They were hosting us on their farmland. Then while Pete was making me some tea, when I'm in people's home, they make me tea and lemon, or just hot water and lemon. That's what I take now. I've changed a lot of things. So while they gave me some hot water and lemon and some tea, we were talking. Then Pete said, something interesting happened yesterday, but don't worry, we solved the matter. He said, the neighbors complained because there was fire. And now the police and the fire department did not find any smell of smoke or the light. So, but they said there was fire, a couple of neighbors, they called. It wasn't one person. Then I said, why did God tell me to go? He says, I'll tell you what is interesting. They wanted us to pay a fine because we didn't have insurance for hosting all those people. We didn't know that over 1,000 people were going to show up. We were having 50 people, 20 people. Suddenly we have over 1,000 people show up. No idea. So we didn't have insurance. So Pete said, I quickly sent my wife to go to the insurance company that he knows, and they gave us insurance certificate. So that's how we got saved. Otherwise, we'd have paid some kind of bills of some kind, because we were meeting like in the park. No, it's not in the park, at the farm. Now it's called the Open Heaven, that farm in Nipomo. Then I said, what else? They were also investigating the meetings and trying to find out. Probably the police would have been investigating you right there, and it would have been looked so weird that a preacher is being investigated. So the Holy Spirit saved you from all that. So I had to undo that. But then I asked a man called Papa John, John Hedden. He's a chauffeur. He's one of my intercessors. Even today, they are in Readings. So he was there with maybe 20 chauffeurs that used to open the meetings. Every meeting we were opening of chauffeurs, 20 to 50 chauffeurs, they would all open, make that noise, the Holy Ghost. Then afterwards, I would take up the mic. So it says something happened. Over 8 policemen, they all knelt down, giving their lives to the Lord because they felt the presence of God. And the fear of the Lord came upon them when they saw people were lying on the floor and people were crying and people were getting healed and getting delivered. They did not understand the slaying on the spirit. They did not understand the crying, the groaning. They did not understand the craziness of lowering down. People were lolling down. They never understood any of that crazy things. One thing they understood, they saw the realm walking. They saw the blind seeing. They saw miracles are happening. And that was amazing to them. They're trying to solve a problem. Now they ended up being arrested by the Holy Ghost, the police officers, and got saved. While I'm having the chai latte, God is doing the miracles. While I'm sleeping, God is doing the miracles. Hallelujah. We are about to step into something supernatural when we engage God. We must love him more than preaching. If I love preaching, if I love my sermon more than him, I would be in trouble. I would have missed out of seeing the miracles. I love God more than the pulpit. I love God more than ministry. I minister the gospel because I love him. It's not work for me. It's a love affair. Every Thursday, I look forward to speak on behalf of this living God, not a dead God. And I expect miracles. I expect breakthroughs. I expect something supernatural to take place. Why? Because God loves me and he loves the people. We don't just come here to just let the time pass. No, it's a time spent in his presence. If you are given a report that you're about to die and you come to this meeting, you will live. The many people have driven with cancer from different places. They've tried everything and they pass by on this meeting because they've spent all their money to be cured. And then they come here. And we pray for them, receive healing. And they go back to their doctors. They do the MRI, all those other stuff. They check on them. They say the tumor shrank or the tumor disappeared. They say, what did you do? Whatever you're doing, keep doing. They did not do anything. God did something. People, we are life givers. God is raising people that will not preach religion. I was having a good time with one of my good friend, Elisha, Heidi Baker's son. We were talking. Elisha said, I was in Africa for 2 months. I saw miracles every single day with his mom, Heidi Baker. We saw miracles every single day. I can't find a church that believes in healings like that. I'm lonely. Then he said, I'm going to start coming to your church because what you experience here is what we experience in Africa. Then I said, have you visited other churches? He said, many. I felt sad. He said, we have many churches, but we don't have God in it. We have many churches, but we don't have the presence in it. We have many churches, but we don't have the healing and the prophetic power. How many of you can start showering and say, I'm going to church and be delivered? How many of you can say, I'm in debt, but when I go to church, I'm going to get the anointing to be debt free? How many of you are saying, I'm sick, but I'm going to go to church and get healed? Or you're going to say, oh, the church is going to make me more sicker. Or the church is going to make me more broken. Or the church is going to make me worse than people. We have lost the essence of who we are in God because we have lost the first love of God. We need to go back to the first love. Then we will discover the real thing. People, you didn't come here because you don't have anything to do. You came here because you believe that when you're in the presence of Jehovah, your situation will change. There was one lady that came here last week. I'm not going to say the name, but Nikomi knows. This lady, she was in debt for $250,000. Trouble. And one day she told me, she said, I know you, a man of God. Just say the word. Just pray for me. And I know that I'm going to be debt free. $250,000. That's more than what we're believing God for. For a couple of months now, we've been praying for God to give us $120,000. And many of you have not even given anything. Here's a woman with in debt of $260,000. She's about to be sued. Everything. The family has neglected her. They don't want to help her because they think she's crazy. And she comes to the man of God and he prays for her. And she gets forgiven, 100% debt free. She goes to they take her to the court. They have all the things. The first thing the judge said, this case is dismissed. She's no longer in debt with anybody. I just happened. And she told me, I don't know what to say, but God is real. I only gave her a few words. I said, God will come through in Jesus' name. And he did. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're... The problem is that you believe too small. You believe too much of your need. You believe too much of your situation. You're more conscious. Your subconscious is more about... I'm lacking this. I'm in debt with my debits. I'm in debt of my credit card. I'm in debt with this. Oh, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about being abundance conscious? Said, I have nothing, but my father has got everything. I may not see what's happening, but my father is working. I'm going this Thursday. I'm just going to receive one word and I'll stick to it and I'll believe in it because it's from the man of God, from the mouth of God. I believe it. If you don't believe I'm a man of God, do not come to listen to me. Then you're wasting your time. But if you believe I'm a man of God, you should be coming here and listen and said, I'm going to touch and agree with your faith and my faith. In Jesus' name, you're going to be delivered. In Jesus' name, you're going to be funded for. In Jesus' name, you're going to be debt free. In Jesus' name, you're going to be healed. In Jesus' name, something is going to happen. Bring your impossible and let God make it possible. The Holy Ghost told me to announce this. Anybody who does not believe that I'm a man of God should leave this place. Everybody who believes that I'm a man of God, you should stay here and be listening and miracles will happen. Even you online, if you believe I'm not a man of God, stop listening. But if you believe I'm a man of God, keep listening and this word will change your life. Hallelujah. Because God is about to do something bigger. Hallelujah. God is so big, people. We have watered down the gospel. We have made the gospel problems instead of a good news. The gospel is what? Good news, not problems. When you have a problem, good news, your problem will be solved. When you have sickness, good news, you shall be healed. People, there's so much power. I've seen so much the release of God's power this week. I can't even tell you some testimonies. And I remember I was talking to Monique. I tried to call Camilla. I was then picking up. Then I called Monique. I said, I'm so excited about this. I want to share this. It's so good. And God did something bigger and greater. Supernatural deliverance of somebody who was bound. Wow, I didn't know we have this much power.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.